Hello, everybody around the world. This is the AG News Show, and we're having a special program in order to talk about different opinions. I've always once said that diversity without diversity of opinion is dictatorship. And in America, we need a lot of voices right now, especially those who are not being heard. I have here with me one of the greatest people in the world who is fighting for the right so that everybody can have a free voice. Because if one person is censored, everyone will always be censored. As once the last emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, once said, it was us today, it will be you tomorrow, as Italy conquered Ethiopia. And this is the truth. Right now I have Laura Lomer, and I'm going to ask her, I want to say thank you, Laura, for coming to our show.
Thanks for having me.
And it's a pleasure having you. I know you're very busy and that you're going to be going to many places to promote and to maintain freedom for America. My only question, I'm going to let you answer the question and then we'll close the program. The question is this. Part one, what is happening in America? Two, can it be solved? Three, how can it be solved?
Well, that's a very good question. I could talk about that for days, if not weeks. You know, what's happening in America is very complex right now, and there's a lot to talk about. But essentially, what it all boils down to is Hillary Clinton was expected to win the 2016 presidential election. And when President Donald Trump won the election, the world was shocked. It shocked both the establishment right and the establishment left and the media, who were all hoping that Hillary Clinton was going to win and become president. And now that President Trump is president, despite the fact that he's been an incredible president and that he has done great things for this country, everybody seems to be working together on the left. People who used to be so-called moderate Democrats now working with these new radical leftists, the Justice Democrats, as they like to call themselves, or the Hamas caucus, as I refer them, in Congress to sabotage President Trump and to promote a radical left-wing communist Marxist jihadist agenda. This is stuff that I was warning about when I was on social media, prior to these women getting elected to Congress. And I warned of what would happen if radicals were elected, if jihadist candidates were elected. It's called the Red-Green Alliance, right? And what the Red-Green Alliance is it's the alliance between Marxists and jihadists. And this is the problem in our country right now. You see that the Red-Green Alliance is growing in strength, and you have this alliance between the Marxists and the jihadists, the Muslims in Congress, and that is Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, and these other Muslim organizations like CHAIR and ICNA and ISNA. And a lot of people just, they don't know about these things, and unfortunately with the rise of this politically correct culture we're living in which people are so afraid of speaking truth out of fear of getting called a racist or a bigot or an Islamophobe, no one is speaking out about this, right?
Yeah, like Haile Nicholas has just been called a homophobe by the rest of the U.S. women's national team. I just found out about that in a Spanish magazine.
Yeah, and so what's happening is the Democrat Party, right, they are doing everything in their power, and the media as well, to sabotage President Trump and get him out of office. And because the Republican Party is split and you have establishment Republicans who don't like President Trump, you don't see a lot of people in the Republican Party really fighting back as hard as they should. And so while the Democrats are running wild, okay, and they're spreading lies about the president, and they're using the media to radicalize people into committing acts of terrorism, like we saw this weekend at the ICE facility in Tacoma, Washington, okay? The divide and the anger and the frustration and the tension in this country just keeps boiling more and more. I don't know if this can be solved or not. Our country is finished if President Trump doesn't win the election. Because the Democrats are now using civil rights violations to get what they want. I'm a perfect example of this. They are colluding openly with big tech social media companies and the banking systems and the payment processors to ban conservatives, to deplatform, okay, and strip Trump supporters and conservative Americans of their voice and their right to free speech in this country so that they can control the election. And I warned about this. I warned about this when I confronted Dorsey in Congress when he was testifying in front of Congress. I warned that this was happening. And if Trump doesn't win, we're finished, because it's this bad right now in terms of the subversion and the infiltration and the radicalization of the left in this country. And President Donald Trump is in the White House. We don't have control of the House right now, but can you imagine if not only if President Trump loses in 2020 and then the Democrats have control of the House, we will be finished. Because if the Democrats are willing to accuse conservative Americans of all being racist and Nazis and white supremacists because we want to have a rule of law and uphold the Constitution, right, we're going to be doomed. They're going to take our guns. They're going to violate our free speech. You have Frederica Wilson, who's a Democrat in Congress, calling for people to be prosecuted and sent to prison if they make fun of members of Congress. Okay, this is very similar to a lot of these Islamic countries that have blasphemy laws where people are punished. Okay, people need to make sure that they're speaking up against this and that Republicans are elected in 2020 because the left, the Democrat Party is no longer, just an opposing party in this country. They are radicalized, okay? They are supporting terrorism. They are supporting communism. It's very dangerous, and we're going to lose our country. We're going to lose our country if we continue to allow this to happen. I mean, every day, there's more insanity. You know, in Minnesota, they just voted to remove the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? In New York City, ICE protesters are shutting down traffic and refusing to let people drive in the streets because they want to protect illegal aliens. In San Francisco, they're trying to let illegal aliens vote, okay? You have Gavin Newsom using taxpayer money to make videos telling illegal aliens how to avoid deportation. Okay, there is no rule of law in this country anymore. Okay, there is no rule of law in this country. It is very dangerous. And people need to wake up. People need to wake up. It's very serious what's happening. People need to realize that 2020 is the election that makes it or breaks it for this country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before leaving, you said that 2020 is the year that could make or break. Could there be a possibility of some people attempting resistance? And if President Trump is reelected, could there be a continuation of the resistance on your side?
Well, I mean, there already is resistance. Look, I mean, they're bombing. They're using AOC and Ilhan Omar's rhetoric of eliminating members of ICE and these concentration camp references. I mean, my God, it's just so obscene. And they're trying to blow up ICE facilities. There already is resistance. It's very dangerous in our country, okay? So, I mean, it's out of control. But look, the media enabled this to happen, okay? The media allowed for this. I am now banned on every single social media platform, and I've warned people about this, okay? I was on the ground in Minnesota when nobody knew who Ilhan Omar was, when nobody knew who Rashida Tlaib was. And I warned the Republican Party, the GOP, that these people were going to be a huge problem. And what did they do? You know, no one got back to me. I was banned. I was shunned. I was called a racist. I was called a conspiracy theorist. And now I'm banned, and I can't really speak out about it much now, can I? So, look, I mean, the media, they love this, regardless of what the media says, whether it's Fox News or CNN. They love this stuff. It's in their best interest to not report the truth, actually, because if they reported the truth and these people weren't elected to Congress, they wouldn't have the ratings that they are now having while ranting and complaining and telling Americans how much we need to get these women out of Congress. Well, you know what? If they cared so much, maybe they should have replied to my emails a whole year ago when I was warning them about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. You know, maybe they shouldn't have put me on a blacklist at Fox News if they care so much. You know, I'm watching Fox News right now as we do this interview, and they have Ilhan Omar on TV, and they're showing the Woodland Hills, California event. You know, I went to that event. I organized the protest. I was kicked out of the Hilton Hotel and denied service at that hotel because they held a terrorist fundraiser. I warned everybody about this, and here I am, right? Is the media interviewing me? Is anyone helping me? Right? Every day, the people who are speaking truth in this country are being shut down in silence and censored. Their livelihoods are being taken from them. And these are the people who are now our representatives. Jihadists, people who support ISIS, people who support Antifa terrorist attacks, okay? I'm afraid it's too late, honestly. I hope and pray that things change, but I don't have much hope.
Mm-hmm. What you're saying reminds me a lot of Cuba and Venezuela. I was born in America just like you were, but my family has left Cuba. I was in Venezuela. Many people of Venezuela that I knew, and what you're saying is almost the same thing. I do want to thank you, Laura, for your time and effort for coming into this interview and giving us how things are. What and if anything could be done. For me, it was a pleasure and honor having you in the AG News Show to bring these subjects that are very needed for discussion.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
For everybody in the AG News Show, don't go yet, Laura, because I want to talk with you about something else afterwards. But I want to wish everybody in the AG News Show the best. And let us pray to God, and may God bless America and bless all of you. Best wishes, and until the next time, if it is the will of God. Until next time.